During Aristotle's later years, his wife Pythias died. Marriage obviously suited him, for he now married his maidservant Harpilus, who was to be the mother of his first son, Nicomachus. In 323 BC, news reached Athens that Alexander had died in Babylon at the end of a prolonged drinking bout with his generals. The Athenians had long resented being under the domination of the uncultured Macedonians, and at Alexander's death they gave vent to their feelings. Aristotle, who had been born in Macedonia and was renowned for having tutored its ablest son, became a victim of this wave of anti-Macedonian feeling. He was arraigned on a trumped-up charge of impiety. His accuser, Eurymedon, the Hierophant, citing the eulogy he had written 20 years earlier on the death of his benefactor, the eunuch Hermias of Atarneus. This had contained the lines, "Sons of the gods strove for thee, and the heroes returned to the earth, all for thy love and thee to see." This was hardly impiety, but the mob required victims. If Aristotle had stood trial, he would certainly have been sentenced to death. But Aristotle was not made of the same stuff as Socrates. He had no inclination toward martyrdom. Wisely, he fled the city to prevent Athens from sinning twice against philosophy. This was no easy decision. It involved Aristotle abandoning his beloved Lyceum forever. Deprived of his library and access to his research archives, the aging philosopher now retired to property in Chalcis, which he had inherited from his father. This city lies 30 miles north of Athens, on the long island of Euboea, at the point where it is separated from the mainland by a narrow channel. The waters of this channel are subject to an unexplained phenomenon. Despite the Aegean being virtually tideless, a rapid current runs through the channel, changing direction for no accountable reason as many as a dozen times a day. A persistent local myth has it that Aristotle spent many days racking his brains for an explanation of this phenomenon, and when, for the first time in his life, he found himself defeated, he jumped into the water and drowned. More reliable historical sources record that Aristotle died in 322 BC, at the age of 63, a year after arriving in Chalcis. He is said to have died of a stomach illness, though one source claims he committed suicide by drinking aconite, a poisonous extract made from wolf's bane. In those days, this was sometimes used as a medicament, which suggests to me an accidental overdose or self-administered euthanasia rather than straight suicide. But it's possible that his bitter disappointment at losing the Lyceum brought him to the point where he no longer considered life worth living.